Welcome back. Episode 39 for Friday, August 9th. Apple Music launches high-resolution digital masters and Apple's new dongle. This is the Mac Minutes podcast with John Scudder, where you will learn about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes podcast. Let's go to the show. In this episode, we are going to discuss Apple Music launching Apple Digital Masters, a new initiative launched Wednesday, August 7th by Apple that combines all of its Mastered for iTunes offerings into one catalog for higher quality music. In the second half of the podcast, we will discuss Apple's new dongle, the USB-C Digital AV Multiport Adapter, released this week. Let's start with Apple Music. This is fantastic that Apple Music has finally decided to give us the best quality of music that we can get from our Apple devices. For the longest time, this has not been the case, and I have bought my music and listened elsewhere. Apple has just announced the change to Mastered for iTunes Collection. Let me give you some background on why this is important to me and is to you. I volunteer at a radio station here in Girdwood, Alaska, KEUL 88.9 FM Glacier City Radio. The quality of the music broadcast is important to me, our station manager, and most of all, our listeners. We want the highest quality audio experience on the FM band. Up to now, Apple Music has not given us the quality the artist has provided. An analogy is comparing buying a CD or getting your download from iTunes. You receive two-thirds of the pie when you've paid for the full pie. Look for yourself. The sizes of the music are drastically different between the CD and the iTunes download. Everything starts with an original music track that was obtained directly from the studio that is not altered afterward in any way. Musicians, producers, and engineers spend their time and effort and use multi-million dollar sets of instruments and technical equipment to create their masterpiece, making sure it sounds as clear and as true as possible on any device out there. You enjoy HD quality on your TV. Why not demand the same from your favorite songs? You deserve to listen to your favorite tracks the way they were meant to be enjoyed. No audio losses, just pure quality. High-resolution music gives you the cleanest music connection of your favorite artists. To help you understand this announcement, let me provide some technical background. Let's define uncompressed audio. Even though real-world sounds are uncompressed and any digital representation is by definition a compression, for the purposes of this audio discussion, the waveform audio file format, which is commonly known as WAV or .WAV, is considered uncompressed audio. That's what you'll see when you purchase a CD. This is the essence of uncompressed audio, such as a WAV or FLAC, is the essence of zero compromises, only limited by your playback equipment. However, FLAC and WAV files traditionally take a considerable amount of disk space and use a lot of bandwidth when transmitted over the internet. With CD quality, a single minute of audio takes approximately 10 megabytes of data. Pull out one of your favorite audio CDs. Look at the digital size of the files. Many are 30 to 40 megabytes in size on the CD. Now look at the size of the music files on your computer from Apple. Likely significantly smaller depending on the compression you have selected. The people seeing the most significant decrease in size are those using MP3 or AAC. If you think you are getting the same quality of music between the WAV and MP3 files, you are mistaken. Let me explain how it works and what you are losing. It is generally accepted the range of human hearing is from a low of 20 cycles, which are called hertz, to the high of 20,000 hertz. Digitally, it takes 1,000 times more bits of digital information to hit the highest frequencies versus the lowest frequencies. So with this reduced file size, let me tell you what you are losing. Sounds are removed beginning with the higher frequencies. Then they move closer to the lower frequencies with the more compression. The first perception is percussion like cymbals, hi-hat cymbals specifically, and snare drums are not crisp, starting to become fuzzy and weak. As compression ratios increase, the mid-bass sound becomes muddy. Compression schemes like what Apple has been using in other compression programs fool the brain into perceiving that all the sounds are present, when in fact they are not. I am an Apple enthusiast and I'm proud of it, and I expect Apple to produce products and services of the highest quality that is possible for a reasonable cost. The goal of the Mastered for iTunes program is to create studio quality sound files virtually identical to the original master recording, resembling lossless audio, which were then placed in a special Mastered for iTunes section on the app. If you go into your Apple Music, you will now see music with that designation. On Apple's website describing the announcement, they said, "By starting with the best possible masters, we are able to offer Apple Music and iTunes customers the highest possible quality audio. Our latest encoder can take advantage of every bit of the high-resolution masters that engineers are creating especially for us. The results, both for streaming and download, are virtually indistinguishable from the original 24-bit studio masters." End of quote. In order for a release to be branded Mastered for iTunes in the iTunes Music Store, an audio must be delivered at 24-bit resolution as a WAV file. Acceptable sample rates are 44.1, 48, 88.2, and 96 kHz. Masters must have been created by a mastering house on the Mastered for iTunes provider list. Apple told Billboard magazine, a leader music news publisher, which broke this story, that the majority of top releases on Apple Music currently are Apple Digital Masters, with about 75% of the top 100 in the U.S. and 71% of the top 100 globally created under the program. The Mastered for iTunes initiative is both a technical improvement and a change in practice for mixing and mastering engineers, because it is helping to usher the industry away from super loud mixes and masters. Anyone listening on a high-quality playback system in an environment that allows them to hear all of the details of the music will be potentially rewarded with a wider dynamic range, which is the difference between the very loudest and the very quietest parts of the music, a slightly lower noise floor, and less distortion. Please note that the Mastered for iTunes mastering format is still considered lossy, because to make the file smaller enough for consumers to download conveniently over the internet, information must be removed from the files. What makes the Mastered for iTunes process superior to the older iTunes formats is the steps taken before encoding the master to the AAC format. If you are a music lover who regularly listens to your music on a high-quality playback system, Mastered for iTunes is the next best thing to listening to the original 24-bit master or other lossless file formats such as FLAC, both of which require larger file sizes. I believe that this iTunes mastering format is offering the best compromise between file size and sound quality available today. It is definitely a step in the right direction, an acknowledgement by Apple of the disparity, and a technical leap forward to minimize it. There are services that offer totally lossless audio. They are Deezer and Qbuzz. That's Qobuz. Qbuzz is what I use primarily, and it's $19.99 a month. It's a music library for my genre, which is much smaller than Apple Music. Depending on the situation, is the service I use. Listeners may not detect the quality difference listening while traveling, exercising, or in a noisy environment, but in a quiet environment with a good set of wired headphones, there is a disparity. Also, for listening to podcasts or Audible, the disparity is a non-issue. Music services, specifically Apple, which I primarily use, do provide a needed service to me. They are great to explore artists without making a financial investment of CDs, and they perform in situations where the environment you're in, the differences are negligible. Let me sum this all up for you. Apple has made a definite step forward. If you want true CD quality from your files on Apple devices, I would stick to WAV or FLAC when the quality has to be perfect. This Mastered for iTunes collection is definitely a step forward and will work for most people in most situations. Let's move on to the second half of our show. We're running a little bit longer than we usually do, but there's a lot happening this week. Apple this week announced a new USB-C digital AV multi-port adapter. This $69 adapter includes a USB-C port, HDMI port, and USB-A port, with the new version making several notable improvements, according to the support document Apple published. The new version of the USB-C digital AV multi-port adapter carries the model number A2119, whereas the old version was model A1621. Apple detailed the differences between the two. The new USB-C digital AV multi-port adapter adds support for HDMI 2.0, an upgrade from the original model's HDMI 1.4B. This means you can now drive 4K 3840 by 2160 video at 60 Hz from the following Macs and iPads: a 15-inch MacBook Pro introduced in 2017 or later, a Retina iMac introduced in 2017 or later, an iMac Pro, and an iPad Pro. To take advantage of that 60 Hz 4K video, your Mac must be running macOS Mojave 10.14.6 or later, while the iPad Pro must be running iOS 12.4 or later. The previous version of the dongle only supported 4K at 30 Hz and 1080 at 60 Hz. Other improvements with the new USB-C digital AV multi-port adapter include support for HDR video and HDR10, as well as Dolby Vision. So long as you're outputting to a compatible playback device and display, TV, or projector. The functionality of the USB-C port and USB-A port remains the same on the new version. The USB-C digital AV multi-port adapter lets you connect your USB-C enabled Mac and iPad Pro to an HDMI display while also connecting to a standard USB device and a USB-C charging cable. This adapter allows you to mirror your Mac display to your HDMI-enabled TV or display. Simply connect the adapter to a USB-C or Thunderbolt 3 port on your Mac or iPad Pro, and then to your TV or projector via an HDMI connector. Use the standard USB port to connect devices such as your flash drive or camera, or a USB cable for syncing and charging your iOS devices. You can also connect a charging cable to the USB-C port to charge your Mac or iPad Pro. In conjunction with the new model, Apple has discontinued the original USB-C digital AV multi-port adapter, which it first released several years ago. The new USB-C digital AV multi-port adapter is available to purchase from Apple's online store now, with their earliest shipments arriving by Monday, August 12th. It retails for $69 US. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. Until next week, if you have a question, please see our show notes or reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. You will also see pictures of that connector there also. As a reminder, we have the Mac Minutes mugs available to support the podcast. You can get yours by going to the Mac Minutes Facebook page at facebook.com/MacMinutes. Other places are Twitter at @Minutes_Mac, and our Mac Minutes podcast group is available on Facebook to join if you want to provide input, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So have a great week. We'll talk to you again next week, and thank you for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast.